Spying. It is being claimed there has been a breakthrough in transistor design. First of all, I guess I should define what a transistor is. The official dictionary definition is a transistor is a semiconductor device with three connections capable of amplification and in addition rectification. To put it more simply, a transistor is an electronic device which is very small which can do two different things. It will enable amplification because it enables a tiny current at one end to become a stronger current at the other. It can also act as a switch. I hope this has unmuddied the waters somewhat. Even though a transistor is small, it usually can be seen except in computer chips which go down to nano sizes. As small as these transistors are on the chips, scientists are announcing they are on the verge of creating a transistor using only one atom. It is hard to imagine when you think of it as meaning there could be billions more transistors in everyday devices which will allow them to become super devices. I can't help but wonder if things will be able to be made so small, they will be invisible to the human eye and yet still perform a function. It is already pretty easy to track someone with a device because RFID chips are so small, they resemble dirt if sprinkled on the ground, and one has only to walk on this so-called dirt to have some of these tiny chips stick to them. They put out radio signals which allow tracking. Some have said you can put a couple in a drink and nobody would see them. Just imagine how tracking devices made out of atom-sized transistors would make placing them onto people or vehicles even easier. You could put these anywhere and they would not be seen. The only way you would know they were there is by using a signal detector of some kind, and it would have to have a broadband capability, because you never know what frequency these tiny particles were set to. In this day and age where everyone is being spied upon, it sounds like we've been trapped into an Orwellian world. This is especially noticeable to us who have been around for a long time because the changes have been incredible. It feels to me like the last 50 years was when all this spying gained full steam. Politicians will tell you we must know what everybody is doing for the safety of the country, and yet this country has existed for hundreds of years without those capabilities, and without radio signals, television and portable video cameras, and yet we made it. The problem is when new technology becomes available, there are always those who are rich and those in agencies who feel they must use it on us, because they have to know what is happening. It makes one wonder how many foreign spy agencies are now communicating in a way we cannot detect. One way has been used for a couple of hundred years and is still valid. An odd book is chosen by two people. The person who wants to send the message will pick a page, a paragraph, a line, and how many letters will be in the first word in their message. This will go on until the message is complete. Only a list of numbers will be sent, and without knowing which book was used, it would be impossible to break this code. The numbers tell you where to go in the book to read the code. Enter the supercomputer, feeding it the list of numbers against all known books printed in every language. The supercomputers may be able to break this code, and it would just be a matter of time. The way an enemy would prevent this is by writing their own book and only creating a couple of copies and never copyrighting it, therefore keeping it out of the general population. I'm quite sure the government knows all about schemes like this. Previously, the government had told us we did not have to worry about the expanded use of street cameras, because they would only be used to fight crime. People are worried they would be used against husbands or wives in a divorce case, and we were told this will never happen. Now it is being said it can be used in a divorce case as long as it was obtained legally. It just so happens personal injury cases might be the biggest sector of street camera video and photo use. Again, I have to say this is not criminal law but a civil court case. It certainly looks like the promises made to us in the beginning were not true when we were told all the street cameras would only be used in criminal cases. I guess we knew this was coming when municipalities thought putting up speed cameras to watch intersections was a good way to make money off motorists. The truth of the matter is anyone, anywhere can be eavesdropped on with the tiny devices we have today, and they might never know it unless they have certain scanning equipment which can detect these devices. But will that be true in the future when the devices get more sophisticated because they might be able to detect a detector before it gets to the room and then turn themselves, thus not putting out a signal to detect? One does have to wonder, is there any limit to the spying? China has an extensive recruiting program for tourists to try and convince them to spy on America. How does one combat this? To put people on each Chinese tourist? I have to tell you first how many Chinese tourists come to the US every year. The number is around 3 million. I guess that makes assigning 3 agents a day to one Chinese tourist an exercise in futility. Well, that's impractical, so what is our next option? The next option would be to ban travel from China to the United States. This will not stop Chinese from coming in from other areas to spy. These are only people entering from one country. It has been estimated about 2,900,000 Americans go to China every year. Then there are all the Americans and Chinese who decided to move and were allowed to live in China and America. I think by now we all can see this is an insurmountable problem. It seems like we hear an awful lot of stories about Chinese spies and about how some of them have lived in this country for many years and are model citizens. Some of the spies are higher up in secret agencies we probably never hear about, and when they are caught it is because they are trying to smuggle out data. Still, every once in a while, a spy is caught or gets away with stealing data which is top secret. I am thinking about a Chinese scientist working in one of America's top agencies and who had a record of over 30 years employment without a black mark, suddenly steals secret sensitive information and is able to make it to a plane and escape back to his homeland. We will never be able to stop all spying.